podcast is part of the Sports Social Podcast Network.
Wall Street Memes Casino.
I'm fine.
And Sportsbook.
This is Coon Cassius for IFL TV. We're in Sheffield ahead of you. To be fair, your fight could arguably headline the show on Saturday with Terry Harper, but you're not your like co-main event with Smith and Cepeda. Sandy Run, how are you?
I'm great. Like what you just said, like a lot of people have said that. Could be a headliner. No co-main event, and it's a big fight.
Absolutely. We'll come on to that. Can we talk about your living room temperature? I think I just said to you, like, off camera that I'm in a room that's minus 18, right? Which is, it's cold.
Yeah,
it is cold, but it's not freezing, yeah? That's, like, temperature. Like, I've walked in here, you've got it on plus 30.
I know, because I like to be cosy. And when I'm chilling in my room, like, I'm here on my own, so, like, I wouldn't be sitting here with my clothes on, so, but... Do you know what I mean? Like, I'm in my own room.
Yeah, no, of course. It's just clothes or not, though. It's a mental heat, though, isn't it? 30.
I know, but 30. I've been out of the UK for a while. Like, I'm cold.
You're in Sheffield now, honey.
Yeah, exactly. I'm UK weather. But then when I go to sleep, it's turned off, so it's, like, nice and cool when I sleep.
Oh, I thought I'd address that, because it's absolutely mentally roasting in here.
You're only sitting there.
I know. Not because I'm uncomfortable. Okay, press conference, rather interesting. I saw some, actually, tweets or quote tweets from Terry Harper insisting that you are mentally weak.
I think that she's the one that's mentally weak. For her to keep going on, the last few interviews she'd done about this is... got to be the right time that she's faced me. If she's like kind of banking on that, that I'd be unsettled because obviously new team, new management, new been out in Vegas training. So if she's banking on that, I just said to her like, look, you're wrong, and I feel like that shows her mental weakness because she wouldn't be able to go across the pond without. Like I said, Steffi holding her hand, or that's. She never even fought outside of the UK, has she? She's not. And the furthest she's fought is London, twice, and that was lockdown. So she's always been in a comfort zone, in and around this area. So. I just took that as in her thinking strategies, but if that's what she's banking on, then it's cool with me.
I missed part, I think the first couple of minutes of, if you want to call it an exchange with you and Terry, but it seemed as though you were suggesting that she was saying these things because of your trainer situation. Is that... Did that come in the first couple of minutes? Because I missed the first couple of minutes of you two talking.
Yeah, it just come like what I was just saying about what she was saying in the interviews. That's how it just come across. I just wanted to bring it up and question her about it. And, I just wanted some answers and just to let her know that if that's what she's banking on, then she's wrong.
Your... training situation, what can you tell us about that? Obviously, you were with Clifton for quite some time. Now you have changed trainers and team, etc. Can you just tell us kind of how that came about or whatever you can tell us about that situation, really?
Yeah, obviously, people know that I'm always... When I'm training, I'm out of the country, so kind of base myself in Portugal now and then... Now the last camp, I try Vegas, and for me being away from Derby, that gets me a focus. Then I'm fully focused on just training, my job, what I need to do. I haven't got people, my friends and family around me. Was when I'm back in Derby, I'm in my comfort zone. I'm at home. Have a lot of things to do, a lot of people to see. So, for me to bring myself out of a comfort zone, I believe that's what I needed to do at this level. I'm at world level, like world champion. I need to start doing things that are going to benefit me. So that's just the case, really. So I made the move, and yeah, and that's the reasons.
Were you distracted in Derby?
It's not necessarily distracted, but I was comfy. Like, I was in my comfort zone, and you just can't be in your comfort zone at this level. You'll get find out who's someone who's taking it 100% serious. So I just pull myself away from anything that makes me comfy. And so I get the best out of myself. You know what I mean?
Your life obviously dramatically changed after the McCaskill win, and now your opponents now are going to be kind of the elite of women's boxing. There's no gimmies, not saying you had those fights, I'm just saying, which we know it wasn't the easiest kind of route even to winning that world title for yourself. But now we are talking about the likes of Terry Harper and whoever else. So for the foreseeable future, you're the hunted.
Exactly. I don't ever want to be fighting anyone that no one knows about. You do that at the start of your career. I'm a world champion now. I'm holding the belt. So big names, big fights from here on out.
Terry Harper, talking confidently, I suppose, today at the press conference. Only suffered the one loss in her career to Baumgartner. Obviously, she had that draw with Cecilia Brakehouse. But where do you kind of think Terry is right now in her career?
I think that she needed to take this fight because there's not much at 54 for her to take. Although we did want the fight at 54, but they didn't want it at 54. But that's understandable because she loses on Saturday, then she's still got her belt. She's still a world champion at 54. So guaranteedly she's got two fights, really. Mm. For me, it's a must win, and that's my mindset. I can't allow her to take my belt. I have to beat her and send her back up to 54.
From the fan perspective, it does. It's arguable that this is a 50-50 fight. You'll see it in your favour. I'm sure Terry will see it in her favour. But, yeah, I think it's a bold move from both of you, not just yourself, but Terry, to take this fight. You've given the reasons why you think she is taking this fight. But for yourself, it is a very kind of bold move on a voluntary defence of your title to go in with Terry, yeah.
Yeah, I'm not shy of a big fight or... I've always accepted the challenges. That's just who I am. And so, yeah, like you say, for both of us, it's a massive fight. But I believe I'm confidently enough that I can overcome Terry. Yeah.
A fight was recently announced is that Lauren Price will take on your former opponent in Jessica McCaskill. A very interesting fight, that. What do you think, or how do you think that plays out between Price and McCaskill?
Yeah, I think it's a great fight, to be honest. I think it's a good fight. I like them both. They're good, both good girls, and even though the draw with Jess and but Lauren's is a great fighter as well, and what she's achieved, that's why it's understandable that they can push her early on, like they push me. I do think that with Lauren, she had been in like 10 rounders where she had to either dig deep or, do you know what I mean? Like, because pro boxing is very different to amateur boxing, and like you have to go in them 10 round fights. Like, I learned the hard way, and now I've done a few 10 rounders, and you learn little tricks in the game, the pro game. Even it's even sparring other pros. You have to spar other pros because you learn little things like up close, moving the shoulders, you know, like just the little tricks that seasoned pros have. And so I don't know, I can see both ways in this fight. Like, Lauren is capable of beating Jess. Jess is also capable of making it so awkward for Lauren because Jess is seasoned pro. Mm. So I'm actually excited to watch that fight, to be fair.
That fight is in May in Cardiff. But yeah, obviously before that, attention does turn. So it's a good card as well that you're fighting on this week. There's some really good 50-50 fights on the card here in Sheffield. So how does it play out between yourself and Terry Harper in your head? How does it play out?
I just had no doubt in me just winning the fight. Like, whether I have to go dog on her, like, I know I got that spite in me. I'm not too sure if she has it. So we'll find out Saturday, but I think if it does go down that way where, and if she wants to take me to deep waters, I'd happily go there because I know there'll be one outcome there and she'll be drowning if that happens.
You anticipate this being the toughest fight of your career so far?
I can answer that after this fight, but on paper I'd say my last fight, Jess, she was being my toughest opponent, yeah.
Okay, well, Sandy Ryan, thank you very much for talking to IFL TV.
You're calling it short.
I'm not cutting it. I'm actually not sweating, but it is very warm. Have you got anything else you'd like to add, Sandy?
No, I'm just like grateful for my new management team that I've gone with now, Brian Peters. Yeah, he's made my life and boxing career very easy in the short space of time since I signed. I've not signed with him for very long, not long signed with him, but I did say to him yesterday, I was like, I believe us together, you can build me into a star. Like, I just feel very, he does a lot, and I can see where, how him and Katie work. Like, it's the proof's in the pudding, what he's done with Katie. So I believe he can do it with me. And, yeah. And just this fight is for Terry Johnson, and I can't wait to make him proud.
Nice words. Have you had conversations with Katie since you've kind of joined up with Brian?
She come out to Vegas with Brian. It's like mid my training camp when Conor Benn fought in Vegas, and we went to the show together. And then we went. Brian took us out, which was really nice. So yeah, so she's a good girl, Katie, and she's very, like, she don't say much on camera, does she? So when she did, you know, after her fight, it was nice that she gave me a mention. But yeah, the likes of me sparring Katie Taylor and then Clarissa Shields, and I just feel like I've just got too much pedigree, too much in me to let Terry Harper beat me on Saturday. It's just can't happen. Like, that's not cocky. I respect Terry. Like, I got respect.
You said that in the presser, to be fair.
Yeah, like, she deep down knows that. But I is just generally, like, I'm confident in my ability, and I know deep down she knows that she can't beat me.
We'll look forward to an action-packed Saturday night at the Utilita Arena in Sheffield, live on DAZN. Anything else you want to add? You never used to say fucking two words.
I know, I'm getting better now, aren't I? No.
The first interview we'd done, was it you and... Was it you and your brother, or was it you and...
I think it was.
Was it, yeah?
I had my first fight, yeah. He was doing, like, the talking, and...
You were, like, just chipping in with the odd word here and there.
Yeah.
Come a long way, Sandy.
Come a long way.
Absolutely. Sandy Ryan, thank you very much for talking to IFL TV. Wish you the best of luck on Saturday night. If you're not in Sheffield, make sure you tune into The Zone. Potential for to be... At? What?
The Zone is where it's at.
Great
where
plug.
Where the real fighters are at. Where the big names are at.
It's a great plug for The Zone. Thank you very much, Sandy Ryan.
Wall Street Memes Casino.
I'm fine.
And Sportsbook. Sports Social Podcast Network.